Electric, plumbing, and air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine. Lead us along, my love and me, as we sing our early morning sing. Good morning, starshine. So happy to be my love and me as we see our early morning singing song. Bitty gloop, gloopy, dibby, dabby, dooby, la, 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 la. Saba, sibby, saba, dooby, abba, dabba.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John. What is FM?
Good. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Several trillion dollars apart on negotiations on Capitol Hill for coronavirus relief.
Republicans offering just north of $1 trillion, while Democrats want more than $3.4 trillion, as meetings are producing little progress. The clock ticks, but it didn't stop the Senate from adjourning and going home with the House out of session next week, and millions of unemployed Americans struggling because their enhanced benefits expired last Friday with no relief in sight.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, lawmakers are set to continue talks today. Another night of clashes in Portland, Oregon.
Police declared the protest near its East Precinct unlawful. Officers tried to disperse the crowd of about 200 people, some throwing things at police, officers responding with chemical gas.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, and the July jobs report is due out this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:05. Weatherwood Bridge coming up.
Brought a unique creation to the market with her This Smells Like My candle. Now, Ellen DeGeneres brings her own unique scent to the masses with the This Smells Like My Work Environment candle. Light it up and grace your workspace with a lovely cloud of intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe in fear.
Ooh.
Delicate notes of abuse, sexual misconduct.
I know, right?
You'll detect a little bullying.
Yes.
And is that racism?
I think so.
Set the mood. Recreate the feelings and accusations of her former employees. It's very much like Gwyneth's candle, but it doesn't smell like... It's more reminiscent of another area.
That's nice.
The This Smells Like My Work Environment candle from Ellen.
It's vicious.
It's toxic. Really toxic. Order today.
Let's start the show.
Why not start the weekend off with a nice cold beer?
I love a beer. Thank you.
Did you know today is International Beer Day?
You like beer?
Me love beer.
Beer, 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 beer.
From IPAs to stouts to porters and ales.
I mean, I love beer.
Beer feels like beer o'clock.
It's beer o'clock. I'm buying.
Why celebrate today, though?
It's International Beer Day.
Cheers.
And speaking of beer, craft beers at Wing Fingers downtown. The Wing Fingers winning word of the day is coming up a little bit later in the hour. Oh. Let's start with...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Not only has the heat been relentless this week, it's we're actually going to tack on a couple more degrees over the weekend.
Sure, why not?
I know an idiot who walked to the mailbox yesterday in his bare feet on the pavement. I bet that idiot won't do that again today.
Chase.
Oh, my gosh. Rain chances 20% or less today. An isolated storm is certainly possible. Good luck, though. You're living right if you are. You're paying the preacher if you get a shower at your house today. High temperature up to about 96, triple-digit heat indices. How about upper 90s tomorrow and Sunday? Isolated storms perhaps, not many, but the rain chances do get a little bit better on Monday and Tuesday. Check out my morning video this morning if you want to see the updated hurricane forecast. Oh, my gosh. In the history of making hurricane forecasts, there's never been one quite like this. We're going to run out of names again this year. maybe up to 5 or 6 major hurricanes? Perhaps. Let's hope they're all out fish storms, you know, out there, way out there. Right now, this morning, 72 degrees, calm winds, 609.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Time now for Wingfinger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Have you got one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Southern fried sandwich.
Oh!
Southern fried sandwich. One of the items on the menu at Wingfingers. Bob Baumhauer's newest concept in dining downtown at the RSA headquarters building. And sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, we'll ask you to be the 7th caller at 272-9228 with that term.
Now, let me ask you this.
Southern fried swamage.
That southern fried sandwich, does he have anything like that at the regular Baumhauer's? Because I'm going there for lunch today with a group of people. Is there anything similar, I wonder?
He might.
I'll check. I'll check the menu. Because that looks really delicious.
Let's see.
I'll check.
Yeah. What's all that?
He's scrolling down on the internet, and I'm just scrolling with him.
I'm just playing with my scrotum.
Is that you on the cutout there behind the Royals guy?
Sure looks like me, doesn't it?
It looks like Weekend at Bernie's.
It is Weekend at Bernie's. Somebody had that as a cutout. That's great.
Hey, it's already gotten 5 reactions. It's only been for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Let's see. We did get news on Jaws. We had Mr. Allen from the Impact on yesterday.
Yeah.
Talking about movies they're doing. Mm-hmm. And what a great idea to bring Jaws back to a theater and a screen that big. That is so cool.
It changed the whole way I approached the ocean. I never got...
And since I'm here on my page...
I don't think one of the ones he didn't mention that they're showing is Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
So
off to I've see the wizard.
Never seen that on a big screen.
Well, when you mentioned that you'd never seen Casablanca on the big screen, and I thought, you know what, probably hadn't seen Wizard of Oz on the big screen either.
Yeah,
Wizard, I think, would be more impressive in the big screen. Casablanca is fine on any format. What makes that a great movie is the writing, the casting, the plot,
everything. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I love that. Round up the usual suspect.
Yeah, God, the character's just so
is
great.
Is he perfect?
Sidney Greenstreet, who was one of my all-time favorite, like, B-list actors.
Right.
In fact, I'm going to do a little shopping on Amazon, see if I can find some more movies featuring him. I've got one called The Verdict, which is a great film from, the mid-40s that he and Peter Lorre are in. I want to, since I'm on my page, I thought I'd play this little nugget from yesterday. It didn't get as much reaction as I thought, but it's quick and it's funny.
Hello, everybody. I just got home from the grocery store where I was challenged by a grouchy little lady who demanded to know where my mask was. She said I was endangering all of them. Okay. Whenever some tweedle challenges you about not wearing a mask, here's what you say. Do you know what that mask is doing to you? All the germs and bacteria that you're supposed to be expelling are getting caked all over the inside of that mask, and you're sucking them right back into your body. And the carbon dioxide that you're supposed to expel is blocked by the mask, and you suck that right back into your lungs with every breath, which diminishes your body's ability to take in oxygen. And oxygen deprivation results in diminished brain capacity and diminished thinking ability. And you know what that means. You keep wearing that mask, and you'll be a Democrat for the rest of your life.
I love that. Because he's right. Okay, at 6:13, we have our rocket scientist coming up just a little bit later. The timeline with Rich Thomas for the 7th day of August. And I'll be here tomorrow morning with Rosie and Seth and Eddie. And 8-8 is a day that I have a really great layman story to tell about. So just a little sneak tease for tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Right now at 6:14, here's your local news.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Wednesday. Police say a man was shot and killed in the 4300 block of Woodley Square. So far, there have been no arrests in the case. If you have any helpful information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. State Representative Will Dismukes turned himself in yesterday afternoon, shortly after news broke of his arrest warrant. Dismukes is charged with theft of property, accused of stealing from a company he used to work for. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says the amount is well over $2,500, and the alleged theft happened between 2016 and 2018. 67-year-old David Philip Justice, the owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Outlet, is being charged with two counts of sexual abuse of a child less than 12 years old. His total bond amount is $60,000. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, "Man, I live such a life of normal." What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you are a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Look, Devo made a song about Rosie Brock. Nobody is. I mean, that's why that virus cannot get into the studio, because it is.
Don't jinx it. It already got somewhere, and I just don't jinx it.
Yeah, by the way, doing good. Yeah?
Yeah. He may be out today.
You know if they gave him hydroxychloroquine?
No, but he did tell me. He told, now, remember, when Bubba catches a fish that's this big, it's actually
this big.
Yeah.
Right.
So he told me whatever it was that they gave him that was supposed to be this stuff, and he did not say what it was. But he said, and from everybody that talks about how much
hydroxychloroquine.
from what everybody says how much that cost, it wasn't this. Because he said half a bag of whatever that was they gave him was like $26,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah. From whatever it was that they gave him.
But it worked?
I mean, it helped.
What was the copay on that?
Well, he's VA, so I don't know. I don't know if that was what it was that did the trick, or I assume so. He did say the doctor told him that it was not good for him for a while there, and we're very glad. He sounded good. I talked to him. Sounded great. He is going to be, once they do release him, he had to stay home for 2 weeks. He cannot leave his house for 2 weeks.
Well, I sure am glad I'm healthy.
Me too.
There's a whole lot of confidence behind
I'm
that.
Sure glad you're healthy too.
Could you text me so I could see if I've got this? I'm still learning things about
my phone. Is this thing flipped down on the side? Is that flipped down?
Why do they make it so hard? Oh, okay, so it's on. Hi. Yeah.
Did you want it on or did you want it off?
I wanted it on.
Oh, okay.
Say hi to me.
Let's see.
Just go ahead and text me.
Say, can I tell? All right.
Yeah. Oh, it did. It did that. Yeah, because
it, you're only if you got your phone in lock mode will it make the noise.
Yeah, I got you.
And you had it open, I'm sure. Yeah. So we didn't get to hear the whistle.
One more time. Say something to me.
Text Rich Thomas.
What do you want to say?
You are the greatest weatherman that was ever lived.
Here's your message. Ready to send it?
Yes.
God's got to go up to space.
Yes.
And then back down.
Okay, it's sent.
Okay, so here it is. Now going to up to space, up to the satellite, back down to my phone. And
you're 2 feet away from me. This is ridiculous.
Taking forever.
All right. Well, whatever. This is for valuable radio time here. They don't do this in Market One.
Yeah, but that's what makes us such fun, down home spun.
We're the pride of Coosada.
Yeah.
There's a Barney and Andy moment going on right here.
So,
I don't know which one's which, but you guys decide that out.
I didn't get the message. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, Rich. Oh, wait a minute.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
I forgot. I'm talking to her.
Good
first.
Lord.
All right.
Never mind.
Three, two, oh, we're doing rocket science, are we?
Yeah.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
It's a company in Ireland. They've got a Kickstarter campaign. And they're making shoes called Apple Skin. You know why?
Why? On account of you want to know why?
On account of you want to know why?
Because on account of you want to know why?
Because their shoes are made from apples.
Yeah.
How do you like that? These shoes are made from apples, so wear them every day. Or eat your apple shoes so you can keep doctors away.
They're made from repurposed apple waste.
How do you like them apples?
From the juice industry in Italy. And I'll post this just to get your opinion on it. But they show you a little conveyor belt of apples going in and shoes coming out on the other side. Which is far more pleasant than other videos that show things going in and coming out the other side. later this morning, we're going to award the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, one of our grand prizes. And that will go to anybody that's called so far today. Or anybody that has called this week, we'll do that drawing around 8:55. Jessie is on the road today, but she's supposed to call in at some point.
Oh.
But I'm not sure when. Anyway, Don Duncan, great people to partner up with the service of your vehicle. And I may just take it tomorrow and wait, because they do it so quickly.
They did. They took care of me in about 15 minutes, by the way. And they told me I need a new tire, so I'm going back this morning to get a new tire.
It's that pit crew level of attention that you get. Certified master mechanics and technicians that know their stuff. And keep your, it's always, when your car has an issue, it's always great to know where to take it to people who are going to diagnose it correctly, not run up charges, play it straight, and provide great customer service. For example, if Rich needed a lift back to his house because it was going to take a little time to fix the problem, they'd be happy to do that and pick him up and get him back with his car a little bit later in the day at his convenience. That's the way they do it. There, at the location on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, downtown at 408 Madison, not far from Wing Fingers. In fact, you take your car downtown, go have lunch at Wing Fingers, come back and get your car.
Yeah.
You could almost walk it.
There you go.
And, of course, serving all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. 6:24, the timeline for the 7th of August is coming up. And what's our TV topic today?
8 great things that make a party great. For instance, location, decor, the food, the drinks, and more.
Okay. We'll be talking about that with the cast of Alabama Rising a little bit later.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Before we hit the traffic dungeon, coaches poll came out.
Yeah. Clemson is number one for the, what, third year in a row?
Yeah, but I like the fact that, of course, you got Ohio State, then Alabama's third, and then down the list there, you got several SEC teams, including LSU and Florida, and then Auburn's number 11 in the coaches' poll.
Well, you know, I'm glad Alabama's not number one because...
I know, that's always a curse, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel bad for Clemson in a way.
Yeah.
Now they've got...
They've got to live up to that.
They kind of wear a bullseye once they pick you as number one because everybody wants to knock you off. All right, we resume our regular programming with this update from the Rose.
It is Friday morning, and we are seeing a lot of folks on the road already this morning. We have a busy East Boulevard around I-85. Taylor Road, a little busy at the intersection there at I-85. And Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry is a little busy, as always, this time of morning. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents into us. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated if anything happens you need to know about. It's back to school time, and Premier Place has it all. Shop Cato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionals and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow. This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
At 629, this date in history is August 7th. Here with the details, Rich Thomas.
That would be the 220th day of the year, 146 days, and we're getting it set for Chicago. On International Beer Day,
Yeah, International Beer Day. And craft beers have become... You remember when there was just all the regular beers, like Miller?
And Hams.
Yeah, and Coors, and Budweiser. Pabst.
And Blatz.
Now you go into the beer section, and there's just a plethora of
beer. I don't understand the whole craft beer thing. Like, you know, try some of our Applewood bacon beer.
Right.
What?
Yeah. What's wrong with the beer we had?
Yeah.
It's National Lighthouse Day. I'm a big fan of lighthouses. You know that. I would love to take a lighthouse tour some year. You know, just go up and down the East Coast and visit some of the best ones.
Used to go for daily walks on the beach, and my destination was always the Pompano Beach Lighthouse. Mm. There's just something about them. And, of course, they're great in 50s science fiction monster movies because they always seem to attract giant creatures
True.
That want to destroy them.
True. I love the one in St. Augustine, but the one in Hatteras, did you know they had to move it? They had to physically move it because the ocean was about to take it over.
Global warming.
Yeah, but that one, you've seen the pictures of the Hatteras Lighthouse, right?
It's, probably, yeah.
It's
on
yeah,
Aerial America.
It's, yeah, iconic one. It's also National Psychic Day, but you probably knew that. And it's National Purple Heart Day. Because on this date in 1782, George Washington created the Order of the Purple Heart, which is given exclusively to servicemen wounded in battle. It's the oldest military decoration still in use, the first award made to a common soldier. And two of my brothers were recipients of the Purple Heart. 1869, an astronomer impresses the Indians with an eclipse. George Davison, a prominent astronomer, impressed the Alaskan Native Indians with the ability to predict the solar eclipse. Can you imagine him being able to say, hey,
yeah
the sun is going to go dark, and then it happens? They're all, whoa!
Edgar people could have been easily swindled.
I would think so. 1882, the Hatfield and McCoy feud erupts along the Kentucky-West Virginia border. They're not exactly sure what the original beef was, but it just continued for 100 years. 1957, the world lost Oliver Hardy, better known as the chubby half of Laurel and Hardy, blood clot in the brain. He was 65. Stan Laurel lived until 1965. 1959, the first satellite picture of Earth taken from space. The photo was received in Hawaii. It took 40 minutes to transmit back in those days. Can you imagine the speed of the transmission was ridiculously slow. 63, Jackie Kennedy, wife of JFK, gives birth to a son, Patrick Boulevard Kennedy. The baby died 2 days later, unfortunately. 1965, I'm Henry VIII, I am. That's Herman's Hermit's number one on the charts. And now our song of the day, more from the spring of 1974, from a Native American band called Redbone. Great sounding radio song. Come and get your love. But not necessarily in that order. Jackie's with you, is Come and Get Your Love. Ding, ding, it's ready. That's another standard one.
You know why I like that song? It reminded me of Creedence. He has kind of a indistinct singing style, like John Fogerty.
Isn't it a great feel-good song?
Yes, yeah, I loved it.
It really does.
That was my favorite song.
Native Americans. Did you know that? They were Native Americans. On this date in 1996, NASA scientists announced that there was life on Mars 3.6 billion years ago. On this date in 1997, Garth Brooks, free concert in New York Central Park, 250,000 to 750,000, depending on who you believe, president, the police or the promoters. 2005, on this date, ABC News anchor Peter Jennings died of lung cancer at the age of 67. Barry Bonds on this date in 2007 broke Hank Aaron's home run record, except Barry's 762 is tainted by steroids.
It's a worthless record, maybe the most worthless record in sports.
2014, former press secretary James Brady dies at the age of 73. His health is ruled a homicide, his death rather, by a gunshot wound made 33 years earlier by John Hinckley Jr. So 33 years later, they ruled it a homicide. Birthdays. Mike Trout is 29 today.
29?
Angels outfielder. Best player in baseball today?
Easily, but I thought he was going to be 28.
He's 29 today, but maybe one of the best ever? I mean, you know.
No, you got to put him in the all-time class. The guy's finished in the top five MVP every year of his career.
Did he hit two home runs last night?
Yes, the night before.
The night before. David Duchovny is, is 60. You just say it real fast, and it sounds like you said it right. Uh-huh. Hello, Newman. Wayne Knight is 65 today. Rodney Crowell is 70. B.J. Thomas, Raindrops Keep Falling, which is one of his suckier songs, is 78 today. We're 28 days till Labor Day weekend, 52 days until football, and 140 days till Christmas. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, TV Time coming up. Talking about how to have a great party in these days when it's hard. We're going to try it Saturday night.
Oh?
With Swami and friends.
Good. I'm glad I hope she's feeling well.
You know, it's one of those situations where the food and everything else is secondary. How do we keep this safe? That's the goal. But we have determined that we need some social interaction, even if we're shouting across a long table at each other.
What?
Shop wiser by Kaiser. Kaiser, 65,000 square feet of choices. A hangar-sized furniture store. Yeah, it doesn't jump off the side of the road because it's just a humble building that's very functional and warehouses a huge selection of anything you could possibly want, any style of furniture, whether you're looking for single pieces or room suites of furniture. Go big, get a Synchrony bank account, pay 0% interest on what you want. If you know specifically what you're interested in seeing, you can do it what we did, and that is call Stella ahead of time and say, we want to see some recliners in the $400 price range. And by the time we got to Kaiser at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, she had, I don't know, at least 10 choices lined up for us. So we just test sat them until we found the one that was cushy enough with a big enough armrest that could squeeze a dog next to the person and on the armrest. And it worked. So we were thrilled. And we'll be back. We're going to look at some of those home entertainment centers they have for the new large screen TVs. Shop Wiser by Kaiser. Free delivery and everything marked up to 50% off. Again, sales tax 8.25% at Kaiser Fine Furniture.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rain chance is not zero today, but 20% or less, and that's generous. There's just not going to be many showers to go around, like the last few days. Hot again with a high around 96 and the heat index above 100. Low tonight, 74. How about we tack on a couple more degrees for the weekend highs? Wow. Upper 90s Saturday and Sunday will be near the danger range on the heat index. Widely scattered storms at best, and the rain chances get a little bit better next week with more storms to go around Monday through Wednesday. Right now this morning we have 70. Let me double check one more time, he said. Out at the airport. Right now we're at, come on, 74. 73 degrees and calm winds at 638.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Let's see how the roads are doing at 638.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate around the boulevard. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. The 31s are busy this morning. They're dumping a lot of cars onto the boulevard as folks head into Montgomery for a Friday workday. We are seeing one place that's very congested this morning on Highway 31 right around Foshee Road. We We see a bunch of congestion there. It has the telltale signs on the maps of being an accident, but one has not been reported yet. We have nothing into us to pass along to you in the way of wrecks, but we will be here to keep you updated if anything pops up. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has an incredible selection of SUVs, small, medium, or large. Choose your perfect SUV at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime.
Okay, we await our connection with the crew at Alabama Rising on CBS 8, ABC 32. We like to watch us at home.
We like watching
us at home.
It's our theme.
Ryan was last hour. He already gave you a zinger last hour. And when we were promoing this segment, he said, boy, if Greg's on the guest list, it's a party you want to avoid, he said.
Thanks for the heads up there.
Oh, man.
I wanted to let you know he...
Here, Greg, let me tell you about this horrible thing he said.
Yeah.
He gave you the zinger last hour.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
Hey, remember parties? Well, those are pretty cool. A new survey asked people to name the factors that make a great party, you know, for when parties are actually happening again. The top five are drinks, music, food, location, and also the space. A lot to talk about, as always. Bring in our friends at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. It's always a party when we get together, even though we're...
Right? I absolutely feel that way with you, Julia. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
but one of my listeners...
The feeling is mutual.
Mutual, as she says in Young Frankenstein. One of my listeners contacted me and said they were watching you and Ryan earlier.
Our 5:50 break.
And heard something about...
Ryan already... You know what you did, Ryan.
Go to your room.
Yeah.
Put the rest of us in.
Make sure I'm not on the list.
He said if Greg's on the guest list, you don't go to that party, is what he's saying.
Greg's on the guest list, I'm going, because that means that it's catered well.
Oh, there you go. What? We steak and eggs this morning. How about that?
I may be.
She tries so hard to get food from you. Will you please give her some food?
So hard. Can I just please have
listen to that.
That's hard.
Oh, we got to take care of them. You know, right? Yes?
I am so easily manipulated by beautiful women.
He can shake his head yes all day long, but it doesn't mean anything.
I feel better to at least hear...
Fool me once, fool me twice, fool me every day of my life.
Yeah. Wishful thinking, though.
It's easy. Ryan.
You know, you can have parties with, for instance, we did with some friends, a social distancing pool party where everybody was around the pool but not close to each other, you know what I mean? In various chairs.
There's enough chemicals in a pool that it would kill anything that might be hanging around on anyway.
You would think so. Yeah.
Let me ask.
I'm sure you're consuming things that have alcohol in them too, right?
Oh, that's an idea.
That kills germs.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be a certain percentage, and I feel like with that high of, what is the percentage, Ryan? Like,
why are you asking me?
I don't want to spout out a percentage, but it's like over 70.
Let's check on our resident drunk. Ryan, what do you think?
Yes.
Well, you know,
only thing you can buy legally that way is grain alcohol.
I'm talking about rubbing alcohol, like, not the kind that you drink, but I feel like, I don't know, that somehow correlates. I don't know. I feel like the percentage has to be really high, and if you're drinking alcohol, that proof, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I'll be quiet, because obviously this is
not... No. You brought up a good point.
Alcohol to be killing germs. But there, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it works.
A lot of people... A lot of people with no prior experience went into the hand sanitizer business, and they've been issuing almost weekly warnings about, hey, don't buy, don't drink.
Defective. Yeah.
Yeah. Stay away from that stuff.
Wow.
I always think, you know, no matter what, the drinks, the food, the guest list, wearing the right hat is...
That'll do it.
That's classic.
Ain't that great?
Yeah.
Because I work in the news business.
I was telling Jalea during the commercial break, I, like, on this shift, timing has become the main issue.
Yes. Timing is very important. I can't go to an evening party.
We're getting together 9 o'clock on Friday night.
I'm no.
Like, joke's on
no.
you.
I can't, right. Yeah.
Well, there's a cardboard cutout. I won't be there.
Another question for the two of you. Because of what you do for a living, when you go to a party, don't you want to just be yourself, but do you find that people expect you because you're on TV to be glamorous and
different? I know what you're talking about. I mean,
I feel like
those that know me, the people whose parties that I would be going to, my close friends, they know better.
Right. They know what they're getting. They know what they're gonna get.
Yeah, they know what they're getting into. Exactly.
My friends don't treat me.
These are the same people that come up to you and like, you seem look so much better in real life than on TV.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because I work very hard.
Yes.
Like, this is my Publix look. I work very hard on that morning look.
My friends don't treat me special at their parties. They just treat me as...
I'm a wallflower. I really... People, and they think you're stuck up or something. Mm-hmm. I'm just shy. Nobody believes that, but I'm a shy person.
I'm a shy guy at a party, too.
How about you, Jay?
Are you shy at a party?
What are parties?
You don't go to parties.
I had one party in 15 years that I've had that Jay Scott made an appearance
one
at.
One party?
Yeah. And he said, that's it for you, buddy.
Yeah. That must be the party of the year, then.
Greg, I would come to a party if you ever invited us over to the Chateau de Budel.
Yes, it's a really nice.
I'm feeling
the guest list. All I need is the menu, and then I'll know if I need to be there or not.
The food.
We've gotten the wrap, guys. So
all right.
Gonna have to catch you guys on Monday.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. If you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1. Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
And there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising. Like, good morning, Montgomery. It's a beautiful...
That...
It doesn't help when your headphones don't make that hat.
Oh.
That producer, they're not giving us the rap anymore. That they're not keying our mics.
Oh, I heard it.
Oh, you heard rap?
I heard it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
didn't hear it. Cut. Showbiz stuff. Okay, let's see. Where are we at here? It is 6:46. We have the Cheap and Trash coming up, some interesting show business news. And just ahead, a pill that will help. I mean, loneliness has been a big thing during this pandemic.
Oh,
a pill that will help solve that problem. All coming up, okay. But first, your Fox News replay at 6:46.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Several trillion dollars apart on negotiations on Capitol Hill for coronavirus relief.
Republicans offering just north of $1 trillion, while Democrats want more than $3.4 trillion, as meetings are producing little progress. The clock ticks, but it didn't stop the Senate from adjourning and going home with the House out of session next week, and millions of unemployed Americans struggling because their enhanced benefits expired last Friday with no relief in sight.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, lawmakers are set to continue talks today. Another night of clashes in Portland, Oregon.
Police declared the protest nearest East Precinct unlawful. Officers tried to disperse the crowd of about 200 people, some throwing things at police, officers responding with chemical gas.
Fox's Carmen Roberts and the July jobs report is due out this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you a loner who can't seem to make friends?
Yeah.
Well, we've got a pill that will make your loneliness go away.
Really? How do I get one?
Simply order the Lonely Pill online, and when it arrives, you're no longer alone.
So, do I swallow it?
No, silly. The pill is your friend. We don't swallow friends. We give them nicknames.
Oh, does it really work, though?
Of course it might. Just hear from this happy customer.
I used to be a loser who was all alone, but now my best friend Pilly and I are losers together.
Wow, I'm going to order a Lonely Pill right now.
Order now and get free googly eyes.
It's like he's staring straight into my soul. I love you, Pilly.
Who needs real human friends when you can buy the Lonely Pill? Buy yours today. Results may vary.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
It is 6:50 and it's Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. How about the Oprah monster?
Isn't a poop so freeing?
All those years of pretending she was everybody's friend. And she's getting raked around the internet for racist comments, basically saying that your whiteness is an advantage. Come on, Oprah. You're better than that. Let's go back to Marty Jannetty, J-Head.
Oh, do we have an update on that? Because I haven't followed.
What's that? What's going on?
Apparently, he's muddying the water on this claim that he killed a guy. He sort of tried to do an interview about it yesterday. He ultimately came off sounding like he did do it, or at least believes he did do it. His strongest denial was kind of weak. He said, I said he disappeared. I didn't say I killed him. I said he disappeared. He also said, I'm not saying right now that he died, but I'm just saying a person doesn't need to die because they're messed up in the head.
You said you made him disappear.
Yeah. He slipped up about halfway through the interview when the host said Marty's would-be rapist deserved to die. And Marty said, I can't say he deserved to be killed. I mean, I didn't say I killed him. But he deserved to get his ass beat, said. And when I was beating him in the head with a brick.
What? Yes. Good Lord.
I was only trying to beat his ass. I wasn't trying to kill him. Whoa. Isn't that nice to know when somebody's beating you with a brick? This is just a beating.
Look.
Not a killing.
Yeah, don't take this personally.
Yeah. I'll do my best tonight.
I would have had a bigger brick if I meant this personally.
Yeah. Yeah. If this was a cinder block and not a brick, you should have something to worry about. I don't know. So, there's rumors floating around that Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Garner are doing it.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
And I'm just hearing about this now?
Yeah, she just broke up with some guy nobody ever really heard of. She was with for a couple of years.
Doing what? The do? That was a horrible joke.
She dated somebody named John Miller for 2 years. They split up. But she's been spotted on the beach with Bradley Cooper. Asking, what's in your wallet? It looks delicious. One of it.
What?
One of. Shush. Can I just move on from that, please?
No, when you say that.
One NFL kicker will win free beer for his entire city this year.
And never be able to kick again.
Bud Light is giving either Detroit or Denver free beer, and they're choosing the city based on which NFL team's kicker hits the longest field goal this season, Matt Prater of the Lions or Brandon McManus of the Broncos, if the season gets played at all. John Wick 4 and 5 are going to be shot back-to-back, much like they did with Back to the Future, a couple of other movies.
They've done a few movies that way.
As far as new movies, this weekend?
Postponed!
Yeah, nothing happening. Oh,
more... Canceled!
Canceled!
If I had known that was the one you wanted, that's the one I would have hit.
I like them both.
A 52-year-old man claims that Ellen DeGeneres bullied him 41 years ago when he was only 11. All of this stuff, isn't this the way it works? You know, word gets out about somebody being a certain way, and then everybody piles on with their story.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Gravelet, now 52, says back when he was 11 years old, Ellen was around 20, took pleasure in calling him fat and stupid. Ellen was working for Ben's mother at the time, and he says that he would dread going into the office because of her insults. He describes her as, quote, the meanest, nastiest, most horrible person. One of the most vile people I've ever met in my life. Bryan Cranston said he would love to do an episode of Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah. So that's the prequel to Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I wonder how he could...
He hasn't been invited, but he says if he is...
I don't know how he could, because I haven't seen Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
I was wondering how they could work that into the story.
It wins a lot of awards. He said, if I can't be in it, I'll direct an episode. Mm. All right, here's what's happening on the streaming services. Did you see any of the Perry Mason, the new Perry Mason?
I haven't watched any of it yet.
Because you said you weren't comfortable with it?
You got to understand, Raymond Burr was such a definitive Perry Mason that anybody trying to play that role is going to get compared to him, whether it's fair or not. And the guy that they picked to play Perry Mason... looked like a hobo. He's kind of a dork, too.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I'm not saying don't give it a look.
Well, it tainted it for me. You tainted it.
I'm a tainter. I'm sorry.
It's like you can't say the word paint if you want your house tainted. Get a professional painter.
Hi, Scott Bowers. We want to give you a shout out because you're our friend and we love you.
Yes, tainting.
Painted love. No, I mean,
painted love.
Let's see, what else? Odds and ends here. The guy who fired Conan O'Brien from Tonight Show also got him arrested when they were both students at Harvard. Jeez. Hey, here's big news. Stephen Colbert and James Gordon will be back in their studio.
I don't care.
I can't stand either one of them. Him and his freakish ear, Colbert. And Coy is the most smug, obnoxious little turd on television.
Yeah, not a fan of James.
Ugh. God, the you know, always with the, hey, what are you, stupid? Why aren't you as brilliant as me? Kiss my ass. That's what I say.
Sound tainted.
Yeah, you won't enjoy him now because I've ruined him for you, right?
He's tainted off.
All right, earlier we talked about our rocket scientist. It's a company that's got a Kickstarter thing going that wants to make shoes out of apples. And they show some examples. And when we feature rocket science, sometimes it's somebody who's done something extraordinarily dumb. And sometimes, well, it's... people who've come up with a very inventive idea, and I think that kind of is. Brought to you by Applied Security, the people that you don't have to be a rocket scientist to enjoy the protection and benefit of their excellent security systems, which they've been installing here in the River Region for 40 years. Local company, Mark and Vicky own it. Their technologies have kept us batting down at Blue Water here for over 15 years, and I can tell you this, they're non-negotiable. They're easy to operate, very easy. But if you don't have the password, if you try to take the wrong way in, half of the 36106 area code will know it or zip code will know it because the alarm they installed works. And then within seconds, the phone rings before they dispatch police. And when they do, the police are here quickly. Somebody years ago tried to get in the front door of this building overnight and did not succeed. Police were here when I pulled up that morning. and they dusted the door for fingerprints. They did not get inside that door. That's the most important thing. And the video system they installed gave the police a very good look at the suspects. Call 279-8338. Work with local people. If you have a need or an adjustment, they can be right on the scene to take care of it for you. 279-8338 for Mark and Vicky and Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276. It is 657, traffic, Fox News, and then we're back. Next hour, Random Facts with Jay, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy all over the city this morning, most notably East South Boulevard, Troy Highway intersection, and in front of Baptist and Alpha. Fairview Avenue, very busy this morning. Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry, and also 231 at the Northeast Boulevard at Congressman Dickinson. A lot of